This week in West Virginia history, on July 26, 1917, Governor John Cornwell commissioned and provided funding for the West Virginia Flying Corps, headquartered at Beach Bottom in Brook County. The Corps was the brainchild of 22-year-old Weston native Lewis Bennett, Jr., who'd become a pilot while attending Yale University. Bennett believed that airplanes, a relatively new invention at the time, could support the U.S. military effort in World War I. The U.S. Army, though, refused to accept the West Virginia Flying Corps as a unit, so Bennett entered flight school with the British Royal Air Force in Canada. With the RAF, Bennett went on to become West Virginia's only World War I ace. His 12 combat kills, including 3 aircraft and 9 observation balloons, ranks Bennett among the top American-born aces of the war. He accomplished all of this in just 10 days in August 1918. On August 24th, Lewis Bennett died in France after being shot down by German anti-aircraft fire. He was initially buried in France. After the war, Bennett's body was returned to West Virginia, and his body was reburied in a cemetery in Weston. For more information on Lewis Bennett, Jr., visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by the Thrasher Group, providing comprehensive civil engineering consulting, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thethrashergroup.com.